We seem to be covering a lot. Just kind of going down the list here. What, you know, I wanted to talk about. Touched on the Lakers. I did want to talk about them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not that far away from the Stanley Cup playoffs starting. And I just want you guys to know that once the Stanley Cup playoffs start, I'll actually get to talk hockey because I actually get to watch the games on TV. I haven't watched any Tampa Bay Lightning games this season, maybe like five of them.
I've seen two.
And this you know.
Because that's all that's been on up here.
Well, you know, down here they had, you know, Sun Sports, that was run by Fox Sports, Sun. This is where they showed all the Lightning games at. And then they went over to Bally. Well, when all this happened, a lot of the cable networks didn't carry Sun Sports. So we didn't see a lot of those games. And now they're on Bally Sports. And, you know, I got a Fire Stick. So they have been on ESPN Plus. But those are the national games that I have got to watch. You know, all the networks or the apps that you could get through Sling. I could change carriers, but then it would cost more than what we're currently paying for the service. So
yeah,
I haven't really watched any the hockey at all, man. I've just been, you know, keeping up with the scores and the standings. I mean, we're still balling. We're still sitting. We still might get 100 points this season, which is great. We got second best record in the. Actually, no, we don't. Oh, this is not good. Hold on. Let me make sure. I think we're gonna mess around and get in as a wild card, aren't we? Oh no, we're good because we're in the top three in our conference. So Washington Capitals are fighting for a wild card. That is surprising. But you know, Florida Panthers, the last few years have been coming up, and last season the Lightning played the Florida Panthers in the opening round of the playoffs and. You know, they took us to six games, and that Panthers team is a tough squad. They play hard, they're fast, they play good hockey. So it's not surprising for me to see the Florida Panthers where they're at. They've done a good job of, you know, building that organization, and they have the best point differential in all of hockey at plus 76. So that is a team that could possibly give us problems. Them, you know, Carolina Hurricanes, another team. We used to run all over them dudes. Now they're better than us. Both of them have more points and they have a better win-loss record. So I think the playoffs is going to be interesting, man. We're going for the three-peat. I don't know how many times in hockey the three-peat has been done, but we're going to try to go for it. And when we get ready to go into the postseason, we'll be ready. So I'm not too concerned. Let's just finish the season on a strong note. And, you know, Steven Stamkos has had a good season. He's got 73 points. Victor Hedman, another great season. We got a great, you know, good team. So I'm excited to see hockey on TV for the first time this season once the Stanley Cup playoffs do get going. But ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Tony Storm, OnlyFans. No, let me stop. What is this? What is going on here? I'm trying to get into this folder for my Dropbox, and I can't get into it, which sucks, because I need to get into this folder. It keeps telling me I need more space. I got like, what is this, 10 gigs of space, and it's telling me I have zero. This thing is tripping, man. Yeah, 10 gigs. How do I free up all these gigs? Because I'm only looking at, Darby Allin. Sting and Darby Allin are in the ring, folks. Who is this dude? This dude look like a barbarian. Oh, man. Oh, I'd have missed the whole match. The match over with. Man, this is some bull crap. William, how you going to just let me miss the whole match, bro?
Man, I thought you were sitting there watching it.
I was watching it. I got sidetracked.
I mean, it was a good match.
Okay, hold on. How do I get... Hold on, man. What is going on here? Dang, they jumping Sting? Oh, my gosh. He needs help. Sting needs help. That dude look like Jimmy. That dude look like The Miz. Oh, and Jimmy Fallon put together. Oh, we got the Hardy Boys. Oh, Matt Hardy don't even have the face paint on. They got him out of the ring before he can even get the face paint on. Hey. The Hardy Boys' jeans so tight, Joker can't even run down the ramp. Oh, boy. Hey, last week, I was watching the match with the Hardy Boys. And, dude, Matt Hardy... No, which it's Matt Hardy. What's the other one?
Jeff
Hardy. Yeah, it was Jeff Hardy. So Jeff Hardy, he's the youngest. Well, I don't know if he's the youngest, but he looks the youngest. So Jeff Hardy, this was his first match in AEW. And he was doing his moves and... Boy, you could tell his moves was hurting him. You could tell they was hurting him just by the way he was like walking around the ring and he'll do a move off the rope. And then when he landed off the rope, he'll have that grimace look on his face. And I'm like, yeah, my boy hurting, boy. He hurting. And I just thought it was funny. I said, boy, them there, they looking old. I wonder, they got to be in their mid, well, they can't be in, I don't think they're older than I am, but let's go check. I would say they're probably late 30s, early 40s. Let's see, Hardy Boys. Oh, and Lita is back wrestling in the WWE, and then you got the Hardy Boys in AEW. So pretty soon, folks, I expect to see an appearance with Lita in AEW. I don't know when. I'm not going to predict how soon it's going to happen, but I think it should happen.
Matt Hardy is 47 years old.
Dang, really? Right, I tell you what. These dudes keep themselves in good shape because he don't look 47. But his body last week looked 47, the way he was moving. Bro was hurting.
And his brother Jeff is 44.
Dang, so he's a year older than me. So, Jeff, Matt Hardy is the oldest, and Jeff is the younger brother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they keep themselves in good shape, you know. I wouldn't have thought they were that old. You're 47. I mean, but Sting is like 62 years old. This dude doing stuff that he never done in his whole career. Sting never been the type of wrestler that jump off of a rope, jump on the tables off of ropes, doing these high flying stunts. Dude, you're 62. Stop doing this to yourself. Please. I don't want to see you get hurt. It's my guy.
Yeah. Yeah, old Stinger, he getting up there, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he getting up there. He way up there. Way up there.
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at it. How long did Ric Flair wrestle for? How long did Mick Foley wrestle for?
Shoot. A long time.
I mean, you talk about Sting up there, man, dude. Terry Funk is still wrestling. Do you know how old he is?
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not.
But really?
Nah, bro. Terry Funk.
Sure about that?
Terry Funk.
You sure about that? You sure about this?
Dude, Terry Funk. You trying to tell me Terry Funk is still wrestling? He's got to be 77 years old. Cause the last time we talked about this dude was like 72 or something like that.
Yeah, he is 77, and yes, he is. As of last year, he was still wrestling.
Dude, they're crazy, man. He lost his mind. At least Ric Flair knew when it was time to give it up. Why is you still wrestling at 77?
I take that back. He just retired last year.
Okay.
He actually has dementia, and he is now in an assisted living facility in Texas.
Oh, so he's gonna go out like that. Hey, my man went hard for a long time. So when you go hard like that, hey, those are kind of endings. Those are kind of endings you get. My man went hard.
Yes, he did. But I mean, can you imagine that? even if you're, let's say 7 years off of it,
mm-hmm.
and saying even 70, can you imagine?
Oh, he's got beat up. His body's beat up. Could you imagine? Boss Hogg being a Cowboys fan?
Oh, boy. Man, you got jokes. I think Boss Hogg would stop watching football before he became a Cowboys fan.
You are damn straight.
Oh boy!
Boss, I would start watching golf. On TV.
I already do that. So I mean, that wouldn't change anything.
You mean to tell me that Boss Hogg wouldn't be very satisfied with being a Cowboys fan?
Man, oh my, oh man,
no,
oh boy,
no, you would be more apt to find me.
Here is the only way Boss Hogg would be a Cowboys fan.
What's that?
Is if the Washington Commanders bought the Cowboys name and became the Washington Cowboys.
Ooh.
That is the only way.
I don't even know if he'll do that. I mean,
hell no.
That's tough, man. I don't think Boss Hogg would be man. He wouldn't even do that. My boy would be like, man, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll be a Detroit Lions fan.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
What, man? We're just having a conversation here.
I would root for Ohio State before I rooted for the Cowboys.
See, I don't know how much you hate Ohio State, so
they're on that same level.
You don't really?
No, I don't.
They're on that same level, Debo.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's maize and blue for me.
Maize and blue.
It's maize and blue. I do not go with that scarlet and silver or whatever the heck they want to call themselves. No, it's maize and blue. It's just no. It's.
Hey, my boy sounds confused.
My motto during college football is ABOSU.
ABOSU.
Yeah, anybody that beats Ohio State.
Yep. Anybody but Ohio State. My motto during college basketball is ABD.
Say that again.
ABD.
Anything but butter. No, let me stop.
Anybody but Duke.
Anybody? Oh man! So I know you. I know your stomach hurt right now.
Oh, dude! I can't wait till Saturday night.
What do you mean? You don't enjoy that?
So you can sit there and watch Duke, North Carolina. Okay.
My Tar Heels are going to send Coach K into retirement.
So, are you a true Tar Heels fan, or are you just a Tar Heels fan today?
When losers get beat, they're going to send him into retirement with a W. Yes, you are absolutely right.
Yep, a Carolina W.
I'm sorry, you said a Duke W, right? Okay.
Hold on, William. You're a Duke fan?
Baby blue is better than royal blue.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're right. I do like the baby blue better. That's a better, that powder blue, that baby blue, whatever you want to call it, does look a lot better than, you know, I would definitely agree with Boss Hogg on that one.
Well, I mean, the colors can be nice all at once, but North Carolina ain't winning.
They better. If North Carolina don't win, this whole thing was set up. I'm going with that.
You can't say that.
Oh, yes, I can.
It's Carolina and Kansas.
Yeah.
That is your final game. That is your national championship game. The 8th-seeded North Carolina Tar Heels and the #1 Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah, let me see. What was my prediction for the bracket?
Far from my prediction, I do tell.
What was your prediction?
I had Purdue and playing
but I didn't get nothing right. But this
This
is the worst bracket I've ever done. Ever, bro. I don't have one right. I do. South Carolina. I had that right. That's my only Final Four team I had right. Baylor lost. I had Baylor winning. I don't know what I was thinking. I think I messed up on this, bro. Cause I'm a huge fan of Stanford. And how I picked Stanford not to go to the Final Four is beyond me. But I think I miscalculated a pick somewhere because there was no way if I could go back, and I know the results are already done, but I would have never picked Stanford to beat Kansas. I mean, lose to Kansas. Maybe against Maryland it would have been a toss-up because Maryland is a good team. But there's no way in the world that I would have picked Stanford with any kind of money to lose to Kansas. And I did on my bracket. I got Stanford losing in the second round of Kansas. And I don't know why I did that. I really don't. Because they're the defending champions. And to me, they have the best team. It's out of them in South Carolina. And they both number
one. Looking at the women's bracket?
Yeah, I'm looking at the women's bracket.
Why are you looking at the women's bracket? We're not talking women's basketball right now.
Because I wanted to, man. My men's bracket is...
I'm like, why are you talking about Stanford losing to Kansas? They didn't even play each other.
Yeah. Got him. I got him. He was like, what? What are you talking about, bro? That's not the bracket.
I'm like,
when did they play each other?
Bro.
Oh, boy.
Bro, you got me all confused, dog. All
right, so let's over to the men's bracket. All right. So, no. But even in the men's bracket, though, only got one team right in the Final Four, and that was Kansas.
My final game, so far, I got Kansas right, too, in the Final Four, because my final game in the finals, I had Purdue playing Kansas in the final.
Well, you, at least you might be right on Kansas being in the final.
Yeah.
I mean, North Carolina surprised a lot of people. This thing was set up, man. This thing was set up.
Well, St. Peter's surprised a lot of people. I mean, who expected a 15 seed to get in the Elite Eight?
Nobody.
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 Nobody. I mean, it's the first time in history. You also had Miami, who was a 10 seed, playing in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, it was.
This was the year of the upsets. Usually I'll do a bracket. I'll do a bracket of who I think gonna win, and then I'll do an upset bracket with who I think the upsets will be. Well, this year, this is what it's looking like. My upset bracket is only 50%. And my regular bracket is 47%. But I did have Kansas winning it all in my upset bracket. So maybe I can get that right, you know?
You might get that right.
Still,
we know that Big Willie's.
Oh yeah,
Big Willie's puke is over after Saturday.
Yeah, my man, William is doing mock drafts already. The dude got like 20 wide receivers being drafted in the first round.
Right? You know, you know what? First and foremost, no, I did not have 20 wide receivers. Thank you very much.
He's only got 10.
You know what?
He's got 10 receivers in the first 15 picks. Because I know his top five, and there's not a wide receiver in the top five.
Yeah.
So the next 10 picks are all wide receivers.
Just to let you know, in my top 10, I have one wide receiver going.
One? Shoot, that's a record.
One?
One?
Yep. Yeah, one.
I don't even see a wide receiver going in the top 10.
Yep, number 8 to Atlanta.
I don't know about that. I mean, they need one because they don't. They need one because they don't have one. But I mean, they have Kyle Pitts. That's about it. So
yeah.
Don't worry. Here in just a couple of minutes. You will have my mock draft for.
We ain't got time for you to go for 32 picks.
Like I said.
So how many more mock drafts you gonna do?
Maybe one or two. Maybe.
So let's talk about something here.
Okay.
That I want to talk about.
Oh, real quick before we move to that, the Buccaneers already have rewarded Todd Bowles with the 5-year contract.
Oh, is that breaking?
I just saw it in one of the, and you know what? Rumor. Yeah, I haven't seen anything confirmed, but I was just scrolling my feed, and I saw that pop up that he was, let me see where I found this at, first of all. So I should have known better. Where did I see this? Where is it? Okay, this source here that I have, these dudes usually be on top of it. So this was an hour ago. So and I don't think
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. It comes with the position.
Yeah. Because he's a defensive coordinator. So obviously you elevating him to a head coach means a new contract. So, so this could be true. I haven't seen it confirmed anywhere because I haven't looked anywhere else, but he is getting a new contract as a head coach. He's not under the same contract he was as a defensive coordinator. So this could be the case. Hey, Todd Bowles, do me a favor. Give up the defensive play call and do this. And get you a defensive coordinator in here ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do what Bruce Arians did. Suck your pride in a little bit. And let somebody else call the defense. So you could just focus on being a head coach. I mean, it's only going to help you be a better head coach. Very few could be successful at doing both. Very few.
Very true. Very true. So, how about Roger Goodell's statement at the league owners' meetings the other day?
Oh, yeah, there's something else. You go ahead, but something else that I wanted to get into.
When he was asked about Daniel Snyder, and he said that Daniel Snyder will continue to not be involved in the day-to-day operations of the Washington Commanders.
Hmm. Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Of course that's a good thing. I mean, more so than it being a good thing, is this a way for the league to either trying to push him out by trying to keep him away from the day-to-day operations, or is this a suspension not called a suspension?
It could be a little of both. Just trying to keep, hide it a little bit. Not let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. And, yeah, I can see it being something where they're trying to, keep things a little bit on the hush-hush. The NFL is kind of sneaky in that way. And if they could do it without even being talked about, they'll do it.
They will do it. That is for sure.
And
I am all for it. I like the fact that he's not involved anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe he's not want to be involved anymore because he was adamant that they would never change the name from, you know, Redskins to any name. So maybe he's still holding that dear. I am still the owner of the Redskins.
And more power to him. I mean, they'll always be the Redskins to true fans.
Oh, yeah. Right. And let me ask you a question, Boss Hawk. With the new name change, how many fans have you, you know, spoken to or interacted to that still are kind of like, I like the Redskins better. They should never change the name.
I just talked to a homeboy the other day, Saturday, as a matter of fact. Just talked to a homeboy who's like, they'll always be the Redskins to me. They're like, I can't stand the name Commanders. The only good thing that came out of this is the uniforms, because the uniforms are fire. But other than that, they'll always be to the true burgundy and gold fan, they'll always be the Redskins.
I agree with you.
I'm
not even a huge, you know, I'm not a Reds, you know, I wasn't a Redskins fan, but we know why the name was changed. I mean, we know
cancel,
why.
Cancel culture.
Yeah. And once it went to the point where they started like taking merchandise, you know, off of you know, websites and like really restricting them to even be able to sell their merchandise, you knew it was just a matter of time at that point. You knew it was just a matter of time because that's what they do. That's what they do. Me, if I was him, I would have, you know, I would have tested the system. And just held my fort. Just stuck my foot in the sand.
I wish he would have stuck by his guns.
Yeah.
I so wish he would have stuck by his guns.
I would have. Just to see what are you going to do about it? I mean,
let's see how many people cancel, how many sponsors I lose.
Yeah.
I'm a multi-billionaire owner of a football franchise. I don't think he has his hand in Six Flags anymore. I think he sold all his shares of Six Flags. But he also has he owns the radio station T980, a quote unquote flagship station of the Washington Commanders that no longer will broadcast their football games. They got a new broadcasting partner when it comes to radio, because Team 980, I don't think, because Team 980 felt that they could not accurately represent and report on the Washington Commanders with him as the owner of the, so yeah, he just recently lost Team 982. That's right. Because they felt that they could not accurately report on the Commanders with him as the owner. People on that radio station were constantly looking over their shoulder when they would speak to see if something was going to happen.
Huh, that's fun. That's strange.
But, I mean, we'll see. I think we're, I mean, I got made fun of a lot this weekend because of Carson Wentz. I was hanging out with the fellas playing softball, and they were hitting me up, making fun of Carson Wentz. I'm okay with it, I think. I'm okay with it. I'll see what they do at 11 before I really get okay with it. If they go defensive back at 11, I think I might be even more okay with it.
Defensive back.
Well, I mean, that's what I got them taking at 11 is I had them taking a defensive back. I had them taking Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame.
I like that pick.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles learned of Bruce Arians' decision on Monday.
So he didn't know before then basically what they're claiming.
And Jenna Lane from ESPN reports that Bruce Arians informed Tom Brady he was stepping down shortly after Brady announced he was returning. Please don't tell me that Brady had something not to do with this.
They just said it, man. He didn't have nothing to do with it. He didn't have nothing to do with it. They just confirmed it.
He knew that Arians would retire if he came back. That's why he came back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why y'all trying to start? Why y'all trying to start stuff?
We ain't starting anything.
What you talking about, Debo?
Debo, the only thing we start are new businesses. That's all we start.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
we don't.
Wow.
I mean, we don't start anything but new businesses. Kraft and Kelly's. You know, I mean, and now we have. Excuse me. Now we have BAs.
I got a case of the BAs.
I have a case of the BAs. Going down to...
Oh, man.
I got a case of the BAs.
It is totally conceivable that Tom Brady had something to do with this. Totally conceivable.
I'm just curious.
He has that much power.
Well, I'm just curious about one thing. Does Tom Brady leave Tampa after this year?
I've been hearing a lot of rumors about him and the Dolphins. I don't know about that. Yeah.
I think he retires.
I honestly think he wants that 10 Super Bowl ring. I think he wants number 10. And I think that since him and his family are settling there in their home that was built there in Miami and all that, I can very well see him go into the Miami Dolphins and winning Super Bowl number 10 and then turning around and retiring and becoming part of the part of a Dolphins ownership group. Because I don't think Stephen Ross is going to be the owner of the Miami Dolphins for very much longer.
You want to know what the ultimate goat patch would be for Tom Brady? If Tom
Detroit
Brady, Lions. Well, okay. There's a goat patch A and a goat patch B. The Lions were not the team I was thinking of. That is goat patch B. The ultimate capsule to Tom Brady's career would be taking the New York Jets to the playoffs. He doesn't even have to get them to the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean.
Put him in gangrene. Put him in gangrene. Let him beat the Patriots twice. And take the Jets to the playoffs. I would call him the GOAT at that point. Because to me, he's still not the GOAT.
Man, you're just not gonna, you're not gonna buzz, huh?
He is on that level with LeBron James to me.
Oh man. He really did say LeBron.
I'm sorry, LeBron, what was that?
LeBron will never be the GOAT in the NBA.
No.
Never.
No, because he.
I don't care if he has.
He's not on that level.
I don't care if he has the most points in NBA history. I don't care.
Who cares? Yeah,
he should have three more. He should have three more rings. Then okay, if he had seven rings, more rings than Michael, then maybe, you know, with the scoring titles and everything else, then maybe I would consider him the GOAT. But LeBron rubbed me the wrong way with the decision.
Hey, you and a lot of other people, because I didn't like it either.
At that point, I knew this would be a guy that would play on multiple NBA teams, I assumed he would win multiple championships with multiple NBA teams, but I understand, I come from the old school. You don't make a damn ESPN production about where you're going to go in free agency.
No, you don't.
You don't do that. And at that point, I completely turned away from LeBron James at that point.
I agree with you on that one. I can't even disagree with you on that.
Well, I, you know, the thing is that honestly, I hope LeBron James' son comes right out of high school into the NBA so LeBron can play his final season and be gone. Because supposedly that is going to be his final season is when his son is drafted into the NBA and he wants to play one season with his son. So
he was the last to be able to be drafted into the NBA from high school. You now have to spend 1 year in college.
So yeah, he's about 3 years out.
You cannot go straight to the NBA from high school.
Nope.
Man, crap.
They changed that a few years. Yeah, they changed that.
So we got like 3 years to wait, huh?
Yep.
Oh, well. So how many other teams is he going to go to?
One more. He'll play around with the Lakers until his son is drafted, and then he'll leave.
Yeah, in 2005, the practice of drafting high school players has been prohibited by the CBA. It requires that players who entered the draft must be 19 years of age and at least 1 year removed from high school.
Oh, wow. Well, c'est la vie.
Yeah, so Bronny has to go to college.
Yep.
Or sit out a year of basketball. I mean, I guess he doesn't have to go to college, but he has to be 19 and be 1 year removed from high school.
No, he can always do what LaMelo did and go over and play in Europe.
Go play in Europe for a year, yeah. Exactly. But then does that mean LeBron goes and plays in Europe for a year? Bye bye.
Yep.
I'll buy your plane ticket.
Yeah. You will?
Wow.
Tell him, my man want to see him out of here, man. He want to see him out of here. He'll pay for that man plane ticket, even though he got the money to buy 1,000 plane tickets. He gonna give him his own money and say, "All right, see you later, brother. See you later.
See you later." I mean, I guess I can't say he single-handedly has ruined the game, because I think evolution has ruined the game, but many of his antics are carried over into a lot of younger players, and I see it with my own school. These kids cannot play through the officials.
No, they can't. They trying to sell everything like they see in the league.
Exactly.
I can't stand
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And that I can't is stand it. That is a product of him.
Yeah.
That is a product of him. You know, the shooting, you know, with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and stuff like that. Okay, maybe that's part of the evolution of basketball. But the allowing of the officials is just, I mean, to me, that is, it's mind-boggling. And I don't know if it's because of the eras we grew up in, Debo, or what, but it's one reason why I cannot watch basketball. I can't watch professional basketball. I just can't.
Hey, you know what? I don't disagree with you.
I mean, I'd much rather get on the NBA channel and see a game from the 90s with the Bulls and the Pistons, and seeing Michael Jordan getting his ass beat going down the lane and not crying, not saying a word, you know, picking himself up off the floor, going to the free throw line, you know, talking to Dikembe Mutombo, oh, I can make this with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. That's when basketball was basketball, in my opinion. It's not basketball anymore.
I agree with you. You won't hear me disagree.
So, what is your guys' take on this new stadium that they're going to be building in Buffalo? And this is my question. Where are they going to put it at?
It's going to be in Orchard Park. I don't know if it's going to be if they're going to build it next to New Era Stadium, or if it's going to be somewhere else in Orchard Park. But the way I understand it, the Bills are staying in Orchard Park. It's $1.4 billion.
It's a lot of money.
You get that stadium, you get approval in New York for a new stadium of $1.4 billion. Then you get the mayor of Tennessee who says he will approve $500 million for a new stadium.
That's crazy.
I want my new stadium to be in Washington, D.C. at the site of the old RFK.
That's a good spot.
That's where I want them to build the new one. And it needs to be a dome. And it needs to have turf. Or hell, you can do grass. They do grass in Vegas. They do grass in Arizona. I guess you could do grass in D.C.
Yeah, you could. You could do grass there as well. I mean, they feel as though, you know, from a condition standpoint, you know, it's not as bad as some of the other, you know, fields around the league.